microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the press. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery, magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Lo, place rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. I am J Love, and you know who the dude is that's next to me, the one and only, because you just heard the fresh, funky, fly, fresh, dope, super fly, tight intro. That's Blaze Rock. What's going on, man?
Dude, we over here keeping it gangster. You know, I just finished watching WrestleMania, The Rock says, you know, so yeah, it's one of them days. It's one of them episodes. It's about to go down.
Man, now, before we get, because I want to ask you about the wrestling thing, so this is kind of cool. But so the intro, man, the intro, where did that come from? I'm loving it. I especially love how you use my name. I might use my little thing at the end there. This microphone master, I like that, man.
Hey, man, I was good. Look, I'm going to just say this. You know, I can't remember which smart, rich white guy said this, so you're going to have to forgive me for not adding correct citations to this. But basically, when you have an opportunity to make something that you own or that you're a part of that much better without it costing you anything, and I mean costing anything in terms of, you know, actual finances or, you know, intellectual capital or, you know, networking capital, if you will, you gotta utilize it. So I had a minute to myself. And I thought to myself, let me go ahead and see if I could write me an intro, because lunch kind of inspired me, like, you know, let me put something together. I had a beat from my dude Flip from the Council Productions. Shout out to him. And I said, what's up? Let's do it, son. And then I started to do it with an accent, but then I was like, no, that would come off kind of weird. So I just went ahead and did my thing. That's it.
I like that, man. I like that. So I'm looking forward to that being obviously probably one of the ones that will play with greater frequency. Now, you say that you're watching WrestleMania. So now, how have you always been a WrestleMania fan, man?
Man, I've been a fan of wrestling, you know, professional wrestling or whatever, since forever. And, you know, the funny thing is last few years, I haven't really been into it. I thought a lot of the characters and storylines were kind of whack. I thought they went the way of basically having it be a man's one life to live with a couple fights in between. Yeah. I wasn't feeling that. I mean, too many of the dudes came out looking like some Jersey Shore rejects and whatnot. I'm just not with that. You know, so anyway, just recently, The Rock had came back specifically for WrestleMania. Stone Cold was a part of WrestleMania. Those are two of my favorite wrestlers. Plus Undertaker and Triple H going at it. Nah, I couldn't miss it.
I watch wrestling a lot. I never watched too many WrestleManias, but yeah, the things is I thought it was cool when I saw some of the promotions for it that The Rock was coming back, that was going to be associated with this WrestleMania. I thought that was kind of cool, and I'm like you. Stone Cold Steve Austin is one that I liked as well, so I thought it was kind of cool. So WrestleMania, now that's big business. When WrestleMania comes to your city, your town, your whatever, your borough, that is money that is bringing to your community for show.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, Atlanta had like a lot of different stuff that they were doing as a result. I mean, it's a financial boon because you got a lot of people that are interested, a lot of people that want to go, and ultimately, in terms of sports entertainment, it's the Super Bowl. So I mean, it's a big deal, and I'm glad that, you know, people continue to support it. And, man, I'm happy with it. You know,
really, sure, y'all gonna be happy with this episode 11. This Microphone Masters Radio. We're gonna get into a couple songs and come back. It's gonna be an interesting little thing that we're gonna run down here when we come back. But Rocky Tirade is called Woosah, and then this other one is Game. It's called Violins, I should say. So, Rocky Tirade, Game. This is Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com.
Cheer.
To spend my life broke on a financial tightrope with a damaged FICO. Success of fitting a fight phone. The definition of spiteful. I put a stick in your bike spokes and trip you. And I hope your head hits a f***ing light post. At night, a hawk of people jogging on the sidewalk. Flash my brakes while driving near them to scam so that they might fall. Yo, you ride in the dark. My mind is off. I need a Bible of blunt and a bottle of Tylenol. Compare me to the manic depressions and anger management. Except whom I hate is backwards. It's you and this lame establishment. I sound a cliche on accident, but I don't give a shit if you respect me. Really, what's an opinion from a lemmy? My homegirl says I'm aggravated. My chick says I always have an attitude. It's mind your fucking business since I'm mad at you. Then I drink a bottle of lean. Didn't know how it's gonna go. Next thing you know, I'm spazzing out in the crowd at my own show. It's APS cutting me off after I paid a meth head. Semi-truck driver's getting in the fucking way. I'm surprised I ain't committed manslaughter yet. Fuck a boiling point. Ain't no water left. I'm owed a check for 3 months from my apartment. A step away from committing arson inside my complex. Or how about a bomb threat? What did it mean they'll send it to the financial department? They only have one office. Example the local rappers and school a couple producers. Don't ask for me on your track, then your music is f***ing useless. If you convince you an artist, then you obviously plumb retarded. You kids is garbage like Summer Thompson. Turn off that nonsense, I'm insulted. Rock's exalted. If you ain't talking about his project, do not consult him. My time is not cheap. I need a drink. I think the most ironic thing is I'm f***ing it busy and studying to be a shrink.
Cranberry juice in my vodka, yeah. Game so violent, give me your backboard, roll the violet, blow the smoke out and scream violence. Only thing slowing nigga down is the violin. Yeah, the violin, yeah, the violin. Game so violent, pass me a Dutch, roll the violet, blow the smoke out and scream violence. Only thing slowing nigga down is the violin. Yeah, the violin, yeah, the violin. I do beef, so fuck vegans. Niggas see me in Vegas, blowing Garcia Vegas, getting head in the Venetian vehicular manslaughter when I'm behind the vet. Voluptuous 22s, and you ain't seen these yet. 0 to 60 vomit. This chick riding with me from Venice, and she out of this world like a comet. Play with balls like Venus, head game the meanest. And she used to model for Victoria's Secret, so I'm victorious. Word to notorious, screaming out victory. Never became a victim. See, I'm the vampire, sink his teeth into your bitch neck. Give her VVS stones and keep her fucking wrist wet. Jimmy I Bean, give me big checks, cause I valeted the Valentine's Day massacre. Put it on his desk, then I vanished in the red vanquish and left Interscope banging Dipset. Game so violent, give me your backboard, roll the violet, blow the smoke out and scream violence. Only thing slowing nigga down is the violin. Yeah, the violin, yeah, the violin. Game so violent, pass me a Dutch, roll the violet, blow the smoke out and scream violence. Only thing slowing nigga down is the violin. Yeah, the violin, yeah, the violin. Who's the first victim with their blood spilled on the horizon? Come through with more niggas behind me than Verizon. Cause I'm that villain like Ren was. You see what my pen does. Start a fucking riot with my pen cuz. I'm that nigga, turn your man into a vegetable. Stripes validated like Clue. I'm the professional, spit on video vixens. Still fuck Mark Vita Guerrera. Another word, and I'm coming on your mascara. Let your mouth be the venue for this vendetta. Valet park this Beretta in your V-neck sweater. You know who I'm talking to. I could vent, but that's for minor. Spit venom, cause half these rap niggas is vagina. Speaking of vagina, Bidel Sassoon. Yo, bitch, my room, her head vacuum. And this ain't no verbal assault. We outline enemies of any vicinity. Yeah, game so violent. Give me your back, boy, roll the violin. Blow the smoke out and scream violence. Only thing slowing nigga down is the violin. Yeah, the violin. Yeah, the violin. Game so violent. Pass me a Dutch, roll the violin. Blow the smoke out and scream violence. Only thing slowing nigga down is the violin. Yeah, the violin. Yeah, the violin. I heard Jay got the vapors. Don't respond, I'll rape him. Give him one bar. John Klett dies in Venezuela. Yeah, flow sick. Top models be the vaccine. Drop top phantom. Banging no Vaseline. Niggas ill and coming. Burn down a village. Getaway car. Dodge Viper. Missing the ceiling. See, I'm about millions. Love fucking Virgos. In the villain somewhere. Sipping on Merlot. Game so vicious. Yeah, nigga. They know. Broad day, Broadway. Blow like volcanoes. Eat like Sopranos, gold bars and vaults. Word from Funk Master Flex is a vacancy in New York. So I volunteer to be the new king. New car, new ring. Show you how the west side do things, the south side do things. Bring out the choppers, wear vests, cause these shots ain't no vodka. Game so violent, give me your back, boy, roll the violin. Blow the smoke out and scream violence. Only thing slowing nigga down is the violin. Yeah, the violin. Yeah, the violin.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. Man, so I was on HipHopDX.com. I don't care if it's done. If it's not DubCNN.com, it's okay. I don't mind telling folks where to go to find some cool article. And they had this feature about, it's called The Joke's on You, 10 Legendary Hip-Hop Albums That Never Were. And this probably could even have gone 20 albums
or more. Yeah.
And so I wanted to kind of break this up into a couple little segments here, but to go over a couple of them and see what you think about these, Mr. Blaze.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's ironic or if it's poetic justice that on the top, the 10 list that they mentioned, I think
Dr. Dre is like six of them or something. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Man, you know what? I mean, forget going through the list though, because I mean, I think every hip hop fan, especially fans that's listening to Microphone Masters, they kind of know that there's a certain set of albums, a certain set of individuals that are always going to have you waiting for a long time. And eventually you don't expect it to come. Like, on the real, that Helter Skelter album between Ice Cube and Dr. Dre. Yeah. As amped as I was for that to come out was as much as I knew it never would. And then, you know, and then same thing with Nas and Primo. I knew that wasn't finna happen. But at the same time, you sitting there like, ooh, that'd be nasty. But, of course, it's not gonna happen. I mean, because when you think about it, Nas is notoriously lazy about getting stuff done. Period. I don't care what people say. Dope MC. I love Nas's music sometimes when he picks good beats sometimes.
Right.
But you just knew that wasn't going to happen, especially with the fact that Primo's always doing something, you know. Then when you look, you know, you look further down that list, some of them albums probably never really were albums in the first place. It was like adrenaline rushing in the middle of an interview. And they was like, ooh, we got to do this. We got to do that, you know. And so I feel like, yeah, mess wasn't really going to happen. Like the Snoop and Dre thing, that wasn't really going to happen. That 10 the Hard Way looked like it would have been dope. Coast is Clear would have been dope. That Chairman of the Boards, you know that was never happening.
Never.
Come on, dog. That's like a two-footed animal coming out of the pipes right now or something, you know? I don't know. I'm that dude right now that I feel like half the article was basically stuff that we all knew wasn't really going to happen and that we just wanted it to happen and we wanted to take their word for it. But, you know, conditionally, we should know better.
I would think that you are right. One of the things that struck me, because I'm definitely one of those Liquid Crew type dudes. I love that crew. And coming kind of stemming from that a bit was The Coast is Clear, that when they were talking about the Golden State Warriors with Exhibit, Razzcast, Saphir. I was hoping that was going to happen because I knew everybody wanted that to happen.
Right.
But it's that whole Razzcast, his label, Priority just, they I think... Maybe Raz didn't buy him coffee when he was coming in to go to the studio one morning, or maybe he accidentally brushed up against somebody's brand new Mercedes and maybe scratched it on accident because they had it in for him for years and would not let him do anything, even though it would have benefited not only the artist,
but it would have benefited
the label.
Right.
Ridiculous. Right.
What trips me out though is with hip hop and art, the artists and the labels. It's hard to blame just the label. Sometimes you got to blame the artist too. And with Razzcast though, you really don't know who to blame.
True.
Because I mean, the dude was in and out of here and doing this and doing that, and it was mass scattered when you think of all the different things that he was supposedly going to be doing. But none of those periods of times was he actually working on what he was supposed to be working on contractually for the label. But then he was like, yeah, the label should let me go. Or the label should then let me go do this project for somebody else's label who would have made more money. So, on one hand, I dig it, you know, that we all want him to get his justice. But in the same time, you got to do right, man. I don't know. It's just that to me is one of those things where, you know, if you own your business correctly, you don't have that problem. And he never really, maybe I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to say too much, but he's never really said what was the big deal. Get in there, do your albums, get it knocked out like so many artists have done over the years. You fulfill your contractual obligations, then go on about your business and knock the heads off of people after that. Man, I don't know.
Yeah, I want to continue this on the other side. We're gonna get into a couple songs real quick because when you mentioned the Tim the Hardway album, and I wanted to talk about kind of that whole Outkast, my thought process on the whole Outkast thing real quick. But we're gonna go into a couple songs. We got a new Dell song. It's called Calculate, and then also a song from Fly Union. It's called Hard. So once again, Dell, Calculate, Fly Union, Hard. This is Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. Yeah.
Fly you, yeah, shit, I got a feeling you ain't getting close. Me and my crew be the damn most. Every day is something we could probably toast. My main chick salty, I'm sorry. Every day we find a reason to party. I'm just trying to get this money, baby. So maybe one day you could drive a new Mercedes. And I ain't talking C-class nothing. SLS AMG stunting. Come with a key ring, sitting and hit button, gone. She ain't doing nothing but picking up the groceries. I be whatever the pros be, but I'm a swap meet nigga. Every day I grind like I won't see dinner. So figure who you fucking with before you even finna say whatever you was finna say. Nigga, watch your mouth, it's a business day. That mean money over everything. However long it takes, that's how long we stay. No matter the stakes, we gon' make it pay. If they ask and I don't have, then I'ma take. Then I'ma take. And I'ma take.
On the $1 million machine, fresh off the skillet, cooking in the kitchen. I hope you motherfuckers listen. No losing over here, we winning. Winning.
Let's make these dreams come true tonight. Let's make these dreams come true tonight.
$1 million mission. It's 96 all over, it was written. They don't want us to get past, they sign up petitions. Nigga, if you ain't with us, you against us. And Jehovah is my witness. I got bars in every sentence. Throw the chair at the judge on some dead president shit. 96, reasonable doubt shit. I would like to thank you from the bottom of my pocket. Lord knows y'all ain't seeing money, false prophets. And my top is wings and horns. I'm fly, I'm just a kill, I'm a fighter pilot. Your girl wanna chills, and I would be delighted. It's a losing battle, don't fight it. These women love it, you ain't gotta like it. I need a girl I can confide in. I'm just trying to live righteous. I need a mentor, I need some kind of guidance. Until then, this is get rich music shit. Being broke in America make no sense. And I'm a motherfucking capitalist. I'm doing numbers, y'all niggas dyslexic. I go hard like calculus. And never trust a broke friend. I learned the hard way like a virgin. Shame on them.
On the $1 million machine, fresh off the skillet, cooking in the kitchen. I hope you motherfuckers listen. No losing over here, we winning. Winning.
Let's make these dreams come true tonight. Let's make these dreams come true tonight.
Everybody stop talking now. Attention. I told you, all of my critics, I told you all that I was the greatest of all time. I told you today, I'm still the greatest of all time. Never again defeat me. Never again say that I'm going to be defeated. Never again. Never again.
Let's make these.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So we're talking a little bit about some, you know, legendary hip-hop albums that kind of never were, based off of this article that we came across earlier in the week on hiphopdx.com. But one of the things that struck me was the 10 the Hard Way album. It was Outkast. And we know, for y'all fans of Outkast, I'm a fan of Outkast. I'm an Outkast fan. I love Three Stacks and all that stuff. And I think he's just one of the dopest artists, lyricists that's out there. When there was that, what was it, we used to play when we were on terrestrial radio. What was it, the one with him, Big Boy, and Raekwon. I think it was Royal Flesh. Or
yeah, Royal Flesh, yeah.
Just ill. But the point is, so I don't think there's going to be another Outkast album. I don't know what you think about that.
Hey, I'm with you. I really don't, but not because they can't do it. I think it's a combination of label trouble. It's a combination of label issues and problems. I think, you know, politically, there's a lot of stuff going on that they just can't, you know, they can't get through. But I also think they're just in a different creative space individually. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think people, you know, that happens all the time. And when you think about how long Outkast has been together doing what they do, I mean, you know, it's expected that they're going to have those periods of time. So I hope something happens. I love Outkast. It is one of my favorite groups, period, all time, you know, all the way out. But you know, we got to go with what we can get. And sometimes I would rather hear solo albums from them that are in the creative space that they want to be in than for them to force something together just to appease everybody who wants to see an Outkast album.
And I'm glad that you mentioned kind of been different spaces creatively, because I want to talk about that. But I think Big Boy is, I applaud Big Boy for one, for saying, all right, because this has been going on for years in terms of the way in which that Outkast has been interacting, and Big Boy really being a solo artist for many years, just kind of really just putting his first solo album out about a little over a year ago. But so I applaud him for the way of doing that and not complaining, but saying, F it, that's the way that Andre is, so I'm gonna keep moving. But I wanted to ask you, have you ever been in a situation, because I know we've all been in different crews and groups, and I know obviously you and I, we do some things together, but have you ever been in a situation where you were in a group or a collaborative effort with somebody, and then maybe you wanted to get back and do something again later, but you were in different spaces creatively? Maybe they were on some real rough super thug stuff and you were on some, nah, I really feel like being more pushing the envelope a little bit. Have you ever been in a situation like that before?
I mean, I don't think I've actually been in a situation where I had, you know, I felt like I was trapped in a particular style or in a particular situation, because I think I've been, you know, even with yourself, I've been blessed with a lot of opportunities to do what I want when I want to do it. But more importantly, I think I've been lucky enough to be able to do multiple things at the same time that sort of satiates that issue. So yeah, I have a period of time where I want to get into something that's, you know, super different, but you know, hey, but then there's other times where I want to get into something that's a little more uniform, a little more normal. So I think there's, you know, it kind of keeps you in the space of trying to do different things and being creative without being I guess you could say individual or needy or something.
I got you. Now, you mentioned kind of being in a different space and whatnot, and one of these dudes we're going to end up playing next, it's a Big Crit, K-R-I-T, Big Crit, and there's going to be a lot of buzz going on, and that buzz, sometimes I hate to use, like, it's like swag, I hate to use the word buzz, but so we're going to play this one, and I want y'all to let us know what you think about it. I think it's a cool track. It's got Ludacris and Bun B on it. It's called Country-ish. It's the remix. And then also we have Swollen Members, Do or Die. So first coming up is Swollen Members, Do or Die, and then Big Crit featuring Ludacris and Bun B, Country-ish remix. This is Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yeah.
Shit I ever wrote. What's fear? Fear is an emotion. What is death?
Dark and mysterious. Art of a lyricist, misguided angel, I'm dangerous, period. Life's simple, perish or you own it. Bury your opponent and cherish every moment. Mad shots fly like a helicopter. Plus, I am still hella sick, tell a doctor. I'm revitalized, please don't idolize me. Only one G-O-D. The ceremony of our innocence is drowned. Seeing evil clowns and the dancing all around. I cry at funerals, I cry during movies. There's something wrong with me, I'm deeply wounded. This is do or die, try it with a ruined mind. I have slept with more than two girls committing suicide. Look into the mirror, memories of monsters. Grip the sink, blood gushing out my nostrils. I'm thinking about the pain that I've inflicted. Entering the world of shame, become a victim. I feel death circling, no plans of leaving. Look into my eyes, see a soul barely breathing. What's fear? Fear is an emotion, love is an addiction. Death is when the soul leaves the body. When the spirit leaves the shell. Make home heaven, cause this world's a living hell. What's hate? Hatred comes from jealousy and greed. Everybody take more than everybody need. Be the devil's plaything or pray up above. Pure hatred also stems from true love.
I've lived part of my life poor like Edgar Allan. My friends told me I should never go to Shutter Island. Cut glass like a diamond, then I fall through the atrium. My life's falling apart, there's shards in my cranium. Sharks in my aquarium, my body in a pine box. Too heavy to carry him, just bury him here. Plus he was never married, no kids, so who cares? No mercy in this universe, you had some good years. And prayer right through there is a bright lighted tunnel. Your cousin, your grandma, your aunt, your uncle, they all await you, this world overrates you. And fate is a cruel joke, but wait, can he break through? My breath has finally returned to my chest. Never played by the rules, so I had to cheat death. You believe in second chances if you change your circumstances. Cause for everyone that fails means another one advances. Prevail had no father, doesn't mean that he's a bastard. I got love for my mama, sister, grandma, my grandpa. Family history of cancer, illness and deficiency. So every day above ground, I take that as a victory.
What's fear? Fear is an emotion, love is an addiction. Death is when the soul leaves the body. When the spirit leaves the shell. Make home heaven.
living, cause this world's a living hell. What's hate? Hatred come from jealousy and greed. Everybody take more than everybody need. Be the devil's plaything or pray up above. Pure hatred also stems from true love.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You know it's the roll call time. Make sure you support the DubCNN Radio Network, what we have going on here. Obviously, with Microphone Masters Radio Show, podcast goes live every Monday. And you know DubCNN Radio with J Double. Got to make sure you support that every Friday. So we definitely keep it on lock for you. Hit us up on the forums here at DubCNN.com. This is where you know you can get all the information that is relevant to what's going on, and not only West Coast hip hop, but if it's dope, we're gonna cover it with the music, with the interviews, and all those things. So make sure you hit us up, MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Send us your tracks, send us your thoughts, all those good things. So we just came back now. Big Crit now, Blades. Have you had an opportunity to check out extensively Big Crit? I haven't myself, just a couple songs here and there, so I haven't been able to form an informed opinion or opinion on him yet. But from what I've heard so far, I think he's cool. I don't know if I think that he's the best thing since sliced bread, but I think he's decent. I don't think he's black like him, but he's cool, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, I'm clowning a little bit. No, I downloaded his mixtape the other day. I didn't get a chance to listen to it yet. I hear people really, you know, really going in about how dope it is and how he's one of the only rappers out right now that's really talking about something or doing something that's worth something. But I can't speak on it yet because, you know, I haven't heard it. But I know there's a lot of heavyweight people who are really, you know, getting behind this dude. And he seems like a really humble person. He seems like the type of artist who's really just trying to make his imprint on music as opposed to being a, you know, a famous rap star or anything corny like that. So, you know, I'm hoping, I'm going to say this, I'm going to table my response to the next episode. And, I'm going to go ahead and try to break down his, you know, his new mixtape. But all I've been hearing from people straight up is that it's dope and the stuff that he does is dope. So, yeah, hey, we'll see what's up. Again, we're going to hit that up on the next one as it is.
Now, speaking of that, one of the things that I was kind of thinking about when you see different MCs, when you see, it's funny on VH1, for those of y'all that I cruise through VH1, and there's a program called Love and Hip Hop. I don't know if you've heard about it, Blaze, but it has Jim Jones on there with his girlfriend, and it has Olivia on there and all that stuff. And I'm thinking, dang, just different ways in which hip hop is accessed. But it got me thinking, what happened to like the rebel MC? There was a time with Public Enemy, there was a time with, there's artists like Immortal Technique and then maybe Dead Press to a certain extent, definitely. But I'm thinking, what happened to the rebel MC? Is it just not lucrative to be a rebel MC these days, or what's the deal? What are your thoughts on that? Because I think that it kind of goes, it ebbs and flows, and I don't think since it's not popular to be that forward-thinking, intelligent, putting complete sentences together dude all the time, that I think that is something that is not popular, and folks do not want to step out and be that dude because people don't, they feel that there's a stigma attached to it.
I think it has a lot to do with the stigma, like you said. I mean, I think people know, you know, there's always that clown shoe setup that we put people in that are other type of music. I mean, for what it's worth, I know a lot of people are Immortal Technique fans, but I can't deal with dude. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, you know what, man? I need you to go get a frappuccino or something, or strawberries and cream, and a banana loaf, and sit your behind down and shut up for a minute. Be happy, smile, do something that's gonna make somebody feel like life ain't that bad. But I understand there's a reality to life, and life has a lot of people going through a lot of things. But I think one of the biggest biggest issues with rebel MCs and, you know, the revolutionary type characters is that they're still not in balance. The same reason why a lot of these pop, radio, I need to make the newest hit, dance, fool, idiot folks are off, is the same reason I think a lot of these revolutionary artists are off. Because there's no balance. You have to have balance in order to keep people's attention. You have to have balance in order to make things have an impact on other minds that may not necessarily be in your way of thinking, and also the people that are in your way of thinking. Because I know for me personally, I don't wake up every morning with the same attitude, same problem, same way, same thinking. Some days I wake up in a good mood. I might wake up in a bad mood. I might have a stale pancake or something, or, you know, maybe the orange juice I drunk wasn't sweet enough or something. Maybe that affects my day, but it isn't the same way every single day. So I mean, I think that's the biggest thing that's happened, is that people as listeners have started to mature, and they expect a certain amount of entertainment in their music. And in addition, everything needs to be somewhat balanced, and right now everything is a polar opposite. You got the super duper revolutionary take over the world. I got my M16 and AK-47 on my shoulder. And then you got the dudes over here that all they talk about is, I got money, I got bills, you know, I got bread, I'm at the strip club. Now, I know I'm going to segue off here because I'm in one of those types of moves, but on the real, I be wondering to myself, for both of these types of people, I'm like, yo, so when you wake up in the morning, do you just wake up with your revolutionary hat on? Like, about to take over this world, son. Obama? Nah. You know what I'm saying? Nah. UN? Nah. Just be mad. I mean, how does that person answer the phone in the morning? You know, it's like, sup? What you want? Say, niggas, this line tap? You know, I don't get that. And then the other dudes, though. It's like, all you hear about is, you know, I'm at the club, I'm at the strip club, getting drunk. You know, I'm like, do you folks even have hangovers anymore? I don't drink, so, but I'm saying, when you talk, I know a little bit about liquor, though. I don't drink. I ain't stupid. So I'm saying, okay, you talking about I just drunk 2 bottles of Henny. And then, what time do you wake up? You drink 2 bottles of Henny, blown a pound ounce of weed, and you telling me that you up at 7:30 to go to work? I mean, break it down for me. That, in other words, my point is, there's so much, you know, comicization of it, everything. Everything's a caricature at this point. So I don't think you can expect too much out of people. I don't know.
I like your point of view. One of the dopest to me Rebel MC type of albums was Ice Cube's Death Certificate.
Yes, yes.
But when you look at that and you compare it to say to where Ice Cube is now, and he has a lot of commercial viability in this sense. But even though his most recent albums have kind of had that furrowed eyebrow, right. Ice Cube tone, but he's still able to use his the Hollywood to be able to do things in terms of to create jobs for folks and get on TBS or TNT, TBS, I believe.
Yeah.
But then also, he's going to be, I think I read that he's going to be a spokesperson for Coors Light or something along those lines. So if he had kept doing the Ice Cube Death Certificate albums, these opportunities to employ folks and to make an economic impact, well, I don't think that they would have been there. But if you, like you said, if you try to balance it with it, I think you're able to reach more people, and that way your people aren't turned off to you as quickly as they might be otherwise.
So. I think something else you got to add to that, bro, is I mean, we're in an age where there's more methods of entertainment than there are methods of instruction. There's more ways to entertain yourself or be entertained than there are for you to educate yourself. So, I mean, it's different than when, you know, Public Enemy was out, you know, when Ice Cube was still doing his thing in that manner. You know, I think things were different, you know. And we're also in an age now where everything has to be bite-sized. Nobody can take a full meal. Everybody has to get a nibble, a little cookie or something like that. They can't take a whole, you know, three-course meal over the course of a music or projects. And I think that has a lot to do with why, you know, music people in music are just doing different things. And I mean, I'm at a point now where I'm like, you know, how do you preach to the stupid people when the stupid people don't know that they're stupid?
True. That's interesting. Yeah, I like that. Well, hey, we're gonna come right back. We're gonna play a song, we're gonna give it outro, we're gonna set it up, because next week is gonna be, we're gonna have this episode, we know, has been classic, as we always like to do. We're gonna set it up for moving forward as well. This song is by Atmosphere. It's called Just for Show. Just for Show by Atmosphere. We're gonna come right back real quick before we say peace out to y'all. So this is Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Right on.
So what you saying? I hear complaining. I could repeat every statement you've made verbatim. I treated you better back in the day, and now you feeling like I'm changing, like I'm not the same man. I used to force your heart rate to run a race, and now it's safe to say that it's been running out of patience. Frustration, you want some separation. You want no placement within this mess I'm making. I'm painfully aware of my mistakes, and maybe you should break and escape from the situation. Or take a little taste of the blame, then instead you full of hate, telling me get out your face, yeah.
You don't really want me. You don't really want me to go. No, you don't, that's just for show.
Threat. letting me? Is that what you're telling me? Like if I don't step it up, what, you gonna step from me? Where you gonna go? You next to me steadily. At this point, it's like I'm joined with your chemistry. Guess that it just wasn't meant to be our destiny. It's upsetting, see, I gave you the best of me. All my friends are like, just let her leave. Huh. So go ahead and pretend that I set you free. What?
You don't really want, you don't really want me. You don't really want, you don't really want me to go. No, you don't, that's just for show. You don't really want me. You don't really want. You don't really want me to go. No, you don't. That's just for show.
Pound. I ain't trying to mess around, you ain't allowed to get me down. It's no sweat at all, nah, I won't stress about anything projected out of your passive-aggressive mouth. Let it out, if we walking on a separate ground, go ahead and step off with all of those brand new friends you found. Hit the town, you'll be back for a second round. If you was gonna leave me, you would've already left me now.
You don't really want, you don't really want me. You don't really want, you don't really want me to go. Just for show. You don't really want, you don't really want me. You don't really want, you don't really want me to go. No, you don't, that's just for show.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. So yo, now coming up, we got, and I'm going to keep it under wraps because sometimes if you let it out, then it might not happen. So you know, Blaze, exactly what I'm, the conversation that I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
So we're efforting some things, and I want, and so next episode, going to give you a recap of the Pay Dues Festival, and then also hopefully we'll have some more news and be able to reveal some things about hopefully a real big upcoming conversation that we'll have with a very talented artist. But so how you feel about this one, Blaze? What you got going on? What you got cooking up? Because are you going to come up with another funky fresh intro for us for next week, or what's up, man?
Nah, man. I mean, I think one thing that's cool about our show and things that we're going to be bringing up is we're going to actually have some artists, especially artists here in Arizona and a few other artists other places, where we're going to actually try to have them involved in how we do the show. By now, our listeners, and if you're a new listener, you'll gather it as you listen. By now, you know our show is kind of a, you know, it's different. We aren't paid for by any particular, you know, website or crew or rapper or otherwise. We have no political aspirations in that manner. So, you know, we keep it real, 100. And it's good when we start getting to chatting and talking about different things. But we like the idea of being able to bring some people in and have them, you know, intersperse their opinions and stuff like that. So, to me, that's one of my biggest things that I'm super excited about, because there's a lot of personality that gets brought into here. And I know we kind of tone it down a little bit, but, you know, it is what it is.
That's what's up. So make sure you check back with us next week. You know, every Monday the podcast goes live, but you can listen to it. I suggest you tell people to listen to it a couple times a day. That's how you do it. But for Microphone Masters Radio Show on behalf of Blaze Rock, I am Jay Love. We'll catch you next time. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up here at dubcnn.com on the forums. You know, Microphone Masters Radio Show. So until that time, are you getting?
Yeah.